But in Atlanta right now are two large groups of people. One is virtually every media in town from Indianapolis are all camped out in Atlanta waiting to hear the pitch tomorrow from Indianapolis, Minneapolis, and New Orleans as to who gets to host the 2018 Super Bowl. And the small committee from Indianapolis that is there to make those presentations and talk to the NFL owners, and those guys are outnumbered by the Indianapolis media at least 2-1. Anyway, Derek Burks was involved in the 2012 Super Bowl effort. He is involved as the treasurer of the 2018 Super Bowl effort. He is in Atlanta. It's not a vacation. It is serious work and business, and Derek's on our live line. Derek, how you doing?
I'm great, man. I also have David Lewis here with me. Amos, he's the co-chair for the 2018 Super Bowl bid as well.
So what is the mood? Yesterday I was reading stories online in the New Orleans media, and they think they're God's greatest gift. They think they got this in the bag. One of the media was cracking on Indianapolis saying, well, you know, yeah, Indy did a great Super Bowl in 2012, but when they celebrate the Indianapolis 500, the winner drinks milk, and that was like saying that we don't, you know, like to imbibe here in Indianapolis. And then Minneapolis says, oh, well, we're building the stadium and it should be done by then. What's the mood of the delegation?
Well, I would say we've been pretty focused, Amos. We got off the plane, we put our luggage in the room, and we went right into a media room, and the press was there.
outnumbered, y'all, 2-1.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people here for sure. You're right about that.
In terms of that, you guys put out a note. I was kind of surprised of it, not showing your cards, but at least a tidbit with some different points in it. And let me kind of walk you through, and you can walk the community, what Indianapolis feels is its strong points. One, unlike some of the other cities that are still raising money, we got the money necessary to do this in the bank.
That's true. Absolutely. That's correct.
And that's not tax dollars. That's just from the private sector and the foundation sector, correct?
That is exactly from the private sector. About 100 and so plus companies have committed to you know, donate the $30 million so we can pull off a Super Bowl in 2018, probably even better than what we did in 2012.
Hey, this is Dave Lewis.
Hi, Dave.
Kathy Lang and I co-chaired the effort to raise those funds, and the response has been overwhelming in terms of the enthusiasm of the business community to support this initiative once again.
And I know you all don't want to talk negatively about the other two cities. Those are great communities. Those are great cities. But I was a little bit surprised reading in the Minneapolis media that they're and they have a lot more Fortune 500 and Fortune 1000 companies in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area than we do here in Indianapolis, and they're still fundraising. That kind of surprised me a little bit.
I would look at it as a compliment rather than any okay. comment about Minneapolis. I would really turn around and say what a testament it is to the city of Indianapolis, because not only this is the third time that we've bid for a Super Bowl where we've been able to pre-fund the financial commitments necessary. We did it in 2007 under the direction of Fred Glass. We did it in 2008, and we've done it again this time. And you know, when you think about 2008 and Hub Game Day in 2012, we had the Great Recession in between.
Right.
And the companies who made their financial commitments somehow found a way to meet their obligations, which is just a further affirmation of the engagement of our community.
One of the other things, in every time it seems like Indianapolis hosts a successful event, the sponsors of the event steal our ideas and incorporate it as their own and make everybody after us have to use that template. And we were very successful with the Super Bowl Village utilizing Capitol and Georgia and the streets downtown for this festive atmosphere. And now the NFL calls it Super Bowl Boulevard. And they're now requiring everybody to do that. Is that a testament to the success that Indianapolis did and all the volunteers and the people in the community back in 2012, that they had to take our idea and expand it?
Well, I mean, you know how to put a twist to it, but absolutely. I mean, we put on a Super Bowl in 2012 that clearly was the gold standard. I think the NFL mentioned that to us several times, and they agreed to take many of the ideas that we had, including the Super Bowl Village, and make it a part of the bid requirement. So you're absolutely correct.
You know, the other element that Indianapolis set the gold standard on was the onus, the whole idea of social media. Mm-hmm. We were the first to create a social media center under the direction of Scott Dorsey.
Right.
And the NFL also has embraced that concept ever since, and it's just an expectation in a bit as well.
One of the things that I think a lot of people here in Indianapolis talked about with the 2012 games, and it was the outgrowth on Dr. White making part of the presentation back in 2008 or 9 to get the 2012 games, was how having one of the practice fields at Tech High School could transform not only IPS but transform the neighborhood. That kind of got morphed into creating what is now the Chase Legacy Center, because the NFL at that time required that you had to create something tangible in the community that would be a leave behind for the Super Bowl. And it helped to continue the revitalization efforts of the Near East Side. And I think a lot of neighborhoods had the expectation that, gee, that they'll do that again for 2018. But you're doing something a little different with Legacy, and that is dealing with a real problem that now exists in this country, and that is making sure that football for our elementary kids and our middle school kids and our high school kids are safe. How does that all fit into this, the proposal and the presentation you guys are going to be making tomorrow?
The aim is, now you get into an area where we really, you know, we've been told not to say a whole lot about this, but let me give you some basic principles.
Okay.
The first thing is, right, we are focusing in on a major problem around football, and that's not just, you know, tackling, it's everything. Teaching the kids properly how to play the game effectively. We're going to team with a variety of institutions right there in Indianapolis, that being the NCAA, that being the USA Football. There's several, three or four other organizations that we're going to be teaming with to make that happen. But that is just a part of our overall legacy initiative, which will include community at the end of the day.
Okay.
So it will have a community impact, just as profound as the impact we had over in the tech area.
How nervous is the delegation? I mean, this is high pressure. This is high stakes. It's like a presidential debate.
Well, you know, I mean, we feel pretty good about what we put together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at the end of the day, I think the community should be proud of the bid that we put together. We are pretty confident that we've done our best in bringing it far. We think that the experience that we had in 2012 is the beginning. We will do something even more special in 2018 if we're awarded this thing. And that's the way we look at it. If we're unable to win, it'll come down probably to who's comfortable. Do I want to go to a cold weather site, or do I want to go to a warm weather site?
Mm-hmm.
That's a decision that someone's going to have to make. But the thing that is clear, Indianapolis, we know how to put on a Super Bowl.
Right.
And we will do something special in 2018 if we're awarded it. So that's pretty much how we feel about it.
In terms of, I understand each city has 15 minutes. And if I know the NFL, somebody's in that room with a stopwatch. And if you go 1 second over, they'll shut the mic off on you. How much of the tension is making sure that you hit it in 15 minutes and maybe have at least 20 seconds, room to maneuver?
Well, you came in. I mean, you're trying to describe an environment. I'll be in that room this time around, but clearly we're prepping. We're going to meet all the expectations. If we're given 15 minutes, we're going to make sure we get our major points across in the 15 minutes. Keep in mind that we've sent materials to all the NFL owners describing our presentation, so they have it.
Right.
They've had it to read it. So now when we go into the room, we're going to be emphasizing, here are the high points. This is why we think it should be awarded to Indianapolis.
And we
feel pretty comfortable we'll get that done in the 15 minutes that we allow to.
And I know it was announced this morning that Allison Melangdon and NFL legend Jeff Saturday will be the ones who are the ones that actually will be talking, not counting the tape, because everybody's got a tape.
No, you're right. They Allison and Jeff will be doing the presentation, and Scott Allenbeck, who's the president of the USA Football, will be part of the presentation as well.
The last time you guys did this, y'all had some surprises on the tape. I know we'll eventually see the tape. Might there be surprises on the tape?
Come on, man. Now, if I could give you that information.
Oh, I don't.
There'll be a few surprises around the Super Bowl Village and the Boulevard and that. We've got some things special that we want to do differently than what we've done before. But you know, we'll get that to you. Hopefully tomorrow after we win this thing, we'll share it all to you.
See, y'all must be thinking that people from Minneapolis and New Orleans are listening to this broadcast, which they could be on the Internet. You never know.
Well, I hope they are because we're listening to it to make sure if they're saying some things, we want to hear it.
We've
got to meet your room where everything that goes out, we're paying attention to it.
Yeah, I noticed that earlier today.
Oh, yeah, we got the tweet. We saw what you wrote. We wanted to make sure we got back to you, too, didn't we?
Yeah, you all did. I need to tell the audience earlier when the folks at the Sports Corporation put out a note about the legacy, and when I noticed that it didn't look like it was a building or a neighborhood, I said that, and instantly folks was responding. Folks called me up, and I'm going, y'all chill out and take care of a bit. Don't worry about what I'm tweeting. Doggone it.
But I know you said in your response, you know, just take care of business here in Atlanta. And that's kind of our philosophy on this whole thing right now is that we're going to take business in Atlanta because the one way we know that our legacy in this thing can have an impact on communities across the city and state mm-hmm. is we got to win this bid.
Yeah, you first got to get it.
You can't get
all the good things though. I have to say New Orleans has had 10 Super Bowls. You know, and New Orleans is a great city, and their hook is they're going to be celebrating their 300th anniversary of a city, and I think that's a wonderful thing. But give somebody else a chance in Minneapolis. I have nothing against Minneapolis. They ought to get 2019. And then by then the stadium will, you know, they'll have this new stadium. They will have broken it in. They will have figured out the bugs. And 2019 is fine. And then let us have 2018, and then we bring all the peace to the world.
Well, you're on the same page with us. So your message is consistent with what we're saying.
Yeah, because Minneapolis, you know, deserves that opportunity. And I understand they're building a fantastic stadium. From what I understand, not as good as ours, but a fantastic stadium, nevertheless. And everybody, you know, has a soft spot in their heart for New Orleans. But out of 50-some-odd Super Bowls, you've had 10?
Right.
Yeah. You know, share the wealth a little bit.
The one additional fact that you need to know about New Orleans is that they've had 10, they've bid 10 times. So they mean they've been successful every time they bid.
Oh, undefeated.
Undefeated thus far.
Thus far.
We're hoping that we can give them one loss tomorrow.
Yeah, 10-1 is still a respectable record.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, guys. Good luck to you, David Lewis, Derek Burks, with the 2018 Super Bowl committee. In our second hour tomorrow is when they're making the pitch. And the three cities have 15 minutes to pitch. Then afterwards, I think the league says a few things. The owners of the three cities get 5 minutes to talk. And then after that, the vote is by secret ballot. And what is it? The three rounds with three, and then if nobody gets a majority after three rounds and the lowest vote getter gets kicked out, and whoever gets a majority of the 32 votes would be 17 votes wins.
Hey, that's right. That's exactly how it works.
That could take till Christmas.
Well, we're hoping it won't take that long. You know, but if we win it, if it takes to Christmas and we win, that's fine with us.
So y'all got them open-ended return tickets.
I got family here in Atlanta, so I can deal with it no matter how long we have to stay.
So there's a place where you can hang.
That's right.
Derek Burks, David Lewis, good luck to everybody.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right, 239-1310, 239-1310, it's Afternoons with Amos.